going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, folks, Monday was a pretty bad day as it relates to rain. I can tell you in my neighborhood, it was coming down hard. I don't know how many inches fell, but it was thankfully it didn't last that long, because had it, I'm sure that we would have had issues that we typically don't experience here. We're joined by Steve Nelson, the general superintendent of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board, the man who hates the term slow-moving rainstorm probably more than anybody else around. Joins us, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. I appreciate it. My relationship to weather has changed dramatically since joining the board. So you hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of chuckling just now with the weather report. Like, slow-moving rainstorms this afternoon. It's like, that's not what we want to hear.
That always makes my left eyelid twitch.
Exactly. 10 inches in Algiers, over 9 inches in the upper 9, I think it was, or the lower 9. Huge amounts of rainfall, but presented challenges in a bunch of different ways. It wasn't just one, type of a challenge in depending on what region you looked at, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So looking at those totals, and it's not just the totals, it's the time in which it falls. So everybody's probably heard by this time that inch an hour. Well, if I can take 10 inches if it falls over the course of 12 to 14 hours, which we've had storms like that over the couple of years. In this case, in Algiers in particular, when you get 10 inches of rain over the course of 4 to 6 hours, that's a storm that happens once every 50 to 100 years. So you start getting problems from the catch basin to the pipe to the canal. And that's what we saw there in the upper ninth or the lower ninth in Algiers, is just the system being overwhelmed.
Yeah. You mentioned to folks, and I think it was reported out on NOLA.com, about retention, infrastructure, and it's something that we need to spend a lot more time looking at. Talk to our audience about that.
Yeah, so the drainage system, and going back to that inch an hour, it's not just the pumps. That's easy to focus on with your pumping capacity, but it starts at the gutter line. It starts at the catch basin. It starts with the conveyance pipes, the small pipes, and then the canals. And if those aren't large enough to handle the water, then it's tough to get it to the pumps. And so if the straw is not big enough, it doesn't matter how big the pump is. If I can't get it there, I can't move it. And storage infrastructure figures into that. It helps. If I can store water, then it can delay the amount of time it takes to get to the pump. That serves a net benefit, too. And in Algiers, folks that live and work there or drive through the area know about the project going on General de Gaulle. It's made that canal significantly larger, which does provide storage. It also increases conveyance. And there's actually another phase of that that's under construction right now that's going to help with both of those, storage and conveyance.
folks think it's as easy as just dig the canals deeper, but because of our soil conditions, that's easier said than done, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So soil conditions being part of it, groundwater table being another. So if you dig a canal deeper, you end up getting groundwater into it. Anybody that's put a swimming pool in, I haven't, but I happen to know that folks that have, those swimming pools can actually float out of the ground. So just going deeper isn't necessarily the right way to go. You got to go wider too, which is tough to do if you've already got constraints on the size of your streets.
Yeah. You also talked about the need for maybe a periphery department to Sewage and Water Board to really take on the study and maybe implementation or construction of some infrastructure to retain water during the pendency of these significant storms. Talk to us about that. How do you see that? How do you envision that happening?
Well, as the stormwater utility responsible for the management of that water and its conveyance, that is something that we're looking at. We're standing up a dedicated drainage group right now at the board. And I think as folks are also probably aware, up until January of this year, the drainage system has been split, with that small diameter drainage falling under the City of New Orleans, Department of Public Works, and then everything else larger than 36 inches falling within the Sewage and Water Board. And so now that that's consolidated, we have the ability to look at the stormwater system as a whole, and we are in the process of standing up an engineering and maintenance group that will manage and support that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. You know, over the years, there's been a desire because, you know, canals are not aesthetically pleasing to close them. As y'all look at the system, any regret? I mean, I know there's been pressure by the public to close these things to create more access to neutral ground space and space to enjoy, you know, green space to enjoy. But I'm kind of curious whether or not that's hurt us overall.
I don't see that as being a major detriment for us. I think when the canal is designed correctly, whether it's open or closed, the key is maintenance. And so if a canal is properly designed, we had a big rain last December, if folks recall, and around Broad and Orleans, there's historically been flooding in that area. Well, there's a canal that runs down Broad that's about 20, 25 feet wide and about 10 to 15 feet tall. And one of my concerns is that we had a big ball of Mardi Gras beads down in the canal. And if a canal's closed, you can't see it. It's not immediately apparent, right? So I got down into the canal, and what I found is that the bottom of it has been designed so it's a V shape that is self-cleaning, and I didn't find a whole bunch of debris there. So what that leads us to is you've got to maintain your surface drainage too. That's where I go back to that drainage consolidation. Now that we're responsible for small diameter drainage, that's where we've got to start. So whether the canals are open or closed, the key is maintaining not just the canal, but what feeds to it and then the pumps that take out of it.
So with what did we have? 72,000 catch basins? Is that the number?
Pretty darn close. Give or take. Yeah. That's right.
Are there any studies in trying to figure out a way to extract leaves and vegetative debris out of the catch basin before it goes into the pipes underneath to try and increase some efficiency there? I mean, you know, a lot of money, yeah. A lot of time and effort are going into basin cleaning, right? And we're going to the moon, right? I mean, one might think that there ought to be some way that we can design something that where we can maybe not eliminate, but minimize the amount of vegetative debris that goes into the lower drain system.
Well, there's a couple of points I'd love to touch on with that, and I appreciate you bringing it up. The system is designed for maintenance, and there are components in it. So every catch basin has a sump, so it's deeper than the pipes in it, or it should be. So when the system is cleaned on a regular basis, what ends up happening is instead of the leaves and the debris getting into the pipes, if you're cleaning it on a regular basis once every 2 to 5 years, the debris doesn't get into the pipe, and then, of course, it doesn't get into the canal. So that's why we've talked about recurring revenue to be able to clean 20% or more of the system. That's why it's important, is because it becomes more efficient over time. You're maintaining what's there. We're not just responding or reacting when something happens. The second thing is, if we as individuals can keep leaves in our own trash cans off the street, when I cut the grass, as minimal as it may sound, if I blow that grass into the yard as opposed to blowing it into the catch basin, if I clean up the leaves in front of my house, it may sound minimal, but it makes a difference over time.
There's no doubt. And the reason I ask, I mean, look, my mother-in-law has a home uptown, and literally I could clean the gutter every day. I mean, there's probably 10 huge oak trees within a baseball's throwing of her home, and every day they're dropping leaves, and every day I could fill up a garbage bag, literally. I got to imagine that catch basin right there doesn't have a shot. I mean, not a chance. I mean, it's too much, too quick, too fast.
Yeah, in certain times of the year, in particular February and through the spring, when the oak trees are dropping the bulk of their leaves, I mean, we could see it, right? You drive down, you know, Carrollton or St. Charles, the leaves stack up really quickly. So, you're talking about filling up garbage bags. You know, if that's in the future, what we'd like to be able to do is have a sweeping program as well that catches all that stuff before it even gets into the system. So if we keep it off the sidewalks, out of the gutters, and then clean the catch basins on a regular basis, it never gets to the pipes and never gets to the canals.
Yeah. Well, all this research dollars, I'm just hoping against hope that somebody designs a catch basin that throws that stuff back out onto the sidewalk.
Active conveyance of the catch basins.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. Because it's just, I see the challenge. I mean, it's hard. I mean, I maintain my gutter in front of my home. I figure it's the little effort that I can put towards helping the overall system, right? If I have leaves out there, I sweep them up. Put them in a garbage bag.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's once it gets into the system, it's our responsibility. Before that, every little bit does help.
Yeah. Well, as always, Steve, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck. Hopefully that slow-moving storm this afternoon is not slow-moving and it speeds up. It's Steve Nelson,
Amen.
General Superintendent, New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.